What's up, people?
You're locked into the
2 Pro One Slow podcast. Brought to you by KexUnderwear.com. The best underwear in the action sport game.
Right, we're back, episode 17, and we've got Tommy, Doc Wob, and Dave King from VMXDN. Have I got that right?
You've got it exactly right.
VMXDN Fox Hill.
Correct.
Fox Hills. People get the R. Yeah, if you say Fox Hills, you can't say that.
We're going to need that moved up again.
I told you. Better?
That's better. It's dropping. I don't think it's tight enough.
This is hard graft.
Story of my life.
Grab the mic and then tweak it like that.
Hello.
That's better. Right, so, well, if you're watching this, which you should be because it's better to watch it than listen to it, you can see we've got a stripped 2002 bike, is that?
It's an 02, yeah. That's Tommy's next beast.
So we've just
Hopefully
filmed a vlog.
Watched the vlog.
Well, we've just filmed it, but yeah, maybe this will be out at the same time.
Oh, yeah, either or. So if this is out before the vlog, then watch my vlog. If you've watched my vlog, then thanks for coming and watching this. But the idea of having Wob up is to... He's brought me this bike. Obviously, if you've seen the vlog again... We're building a 2002 bike, very similar to what we've done the last bike build. I'd imagine a lot of you have seen that. And this one is going to be a Carmichael replica Woody Woodpecker, is it?
Yeah, that's the plan. Woody Woodpecker, factory Honda looking. 02, because the class you're going to be racing at Fox Hills is oldest bike you can ride.
Yeah.
That's 02 is pretty much when the two-stroke died at the MXGPs, so yeah. That's where we thought...
Yeah, that's the last year, isn't it? Because next year, Carmichael Road 2003, as far as I'm aware. But
yeah,
that's the other thing. So we've done the vlog today on the bike. I'm building a 2002, or sorry, Wob's building a 2002 bike. And the reason being is because we chose that one because Dave and Wob are now... hosting a new event or running a new event, and it's at Fox Hills.
Well, it's not really a new event. Okay. I've been involved since 2009.
Yeah.
It was my my creation, if you want. I think.
And that's the event was...
That was at Farley Castle, yeah. Which is now going to be at Fox Hill.
Okay.
And what we've done is a little bit, we've moved on a little bit because it was all getting a bit stale. And I think a lot of younger guys want to have a chance, and also... They went up to a Super Evo, which is 96. And so we thought, we'll give the kids a chance.
Oh.
And also, people were spending far too much money on the bikes. And by opening the classes up, A, reducing the age limit so the younger kids can ride, and also making the bikes up to 08. There's a class from 02 to 08. And that means you can go and buy a bike for $2,500, spend a couple of grand on it, and go and race a competitive bike.
So you've changed the rules from the other race. So
we haven't changed and we just moved on. Basically, when Dave started Farley, we don't want to keep talking about it, but when Dave started Farley, it was 09 and the Evo class was 89.
Okay.
So and that was the newest bike. So now we're on 11, 12 years. So it's time.
Okay. 89 was the latest newest, bike you could ride.
Correct.
Yeah. Correct. So that 20 years. So now for the class that Tommy's going to race, which is 02, it's in 22.
Right,
that's
okay.
The magic
so number. Now you can buy an 02, and you anyone can buy
an 07. You can buy an 07.
There's another class.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
The class I'm going to race in is up to 0.
Up to 02.
Up to 02, so I'm on the limit.
Okay, so you can do an 07 onwards, an 02 onwards to 07.
Yeah, correct. As well.
Yeah. Right.
New class.
Pretty much when the Japanese stopped making two-strokes, apart from Yamaha.
Only two-stroke.
Okay, only two-stroke.
Only two-stroke.
And anyone can enter?
Anyone can enter, yeah.
Any age, that class?
We've got our normal age-related classes and bike-related classes, but we've got two classes, which is 1997 to 2002 and 2003 to 2008. So if you're you hold an adult license, if you're 16, you've got an adult license, you can ride that bike with us. So there's only two classes. So the event will still be really filled with old boys. But there'll be two classes for the younger guys.
Yeah.
But those bikes are still...
We've got three classes, which is called the Evo, which is up to the 89, which is the really common class. Mm-hmm. But those things now cost 10, 15 grand to build.
That's thanks to you. You've outpriced the class.
Yeah, they have, actually. That's you. 10, 15 grand in your pocket every time they build one.
Don't blame me. And then there's the Super Evo, which is up to 96, which is good because then you can ride that stuff. And then we've got... Evo Plus and Super... What should we call it? Evo Plus and...
You came up with the names.
I did.
It was like petrol, wasn't it? It was super plus or
so these bikes premium. As well. You're going to race that, like that older class as well.
That's called Super Evo.
Oh, so it's due to be a good weekend then.
Yeah, you can ride anything. There's like four classes.
And I'm guessing the whole Doc Wob setup's going to be there. You're going to bring all the best riders.
All the Americans. We've got two we can announce. We've got Villopoto and Mike Brown, which is 2/3 of the team. We've got the third guy is confirmed, but he's under contract for another two weeks.
We can't give out his name just yet.
Well, when is this going to be out? I might just leak his name now for you.
you're not
going to be out in the
new
year.
No, we're not. No, I'm quite looking forward to racing him. Wob told me earlier.
I know what they can do then. As soon as we're not allowed to tell them, they can guess.
Oh, you can guess in the comments.
So bang it in the comments and we'll see if you're right.
No. Well, he's super keen.
He's not the tallest.
Definitely.
And he's recently retired.
No, you're not allowed to say that.
Was that too much info? No, that could have been loads of people.
Well, technically, I don't think he's retired yet. That's probably the issue.
Oh, no, he has. He's done it. They've released all that.
But you're going to have your answer for, kid. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, no. Well, when you were saying about 2002... I was thinking, I'm sort of pushing it. That's like at the top end of where we're at, and I'm cheating a little bit there. But now you've told me Villopoto is also on a 2002, so now I'm
And the 2002 thinking, Honda didn't change much from 2002 to 2007 when they stopped making them. There's quite a change from 01 to 02, so you're on the newest with a modified motor, which incidentally...
Yeah, I'm feeling confident now.
You're going to be checking the VIN numbers, making sure they are O2.
Yes, we are. Well, we got absolutely. The scrutineer is going to be checking the VINs.
Yeah, you sort of have to, don't you?
No, totally. Especially on Yamaha. We'll push the envelope and people will cheat.
Yamaha, people do.
Motorcycle sport.
You could be on a 2020 Yamaha 250 and wouldn't know the difference. But if you want to grind the VIN number off and that's up to you.
What? The Yamaha 2-stroke that's still out there?
Same thing.
It's the same bike.
Is it?
Yeah.
Everyone still raves about that bike now.
Yeah, I think I might enter on one of them then.
It must. Yeah, that'd be a good race for you.
The only thing is with the O2, we're built for Ryan, is it's a steel frame. And actually, many say the steel frame's a nicer bike to ride than the aluminium frame.
Yeah, but the Yamaha that's out now is a Aliframe.
Aliframe, yeah.
Oh, so that's all that's changed?
Yeah, they changed in 05, so you can race that in the newer class.
Oh, okay.
So normally I come to you with the riders and I say, Wobs, I need four bikes.
Yeah.
This year...
Can you bang that mic across a little bit towards you?
Sorry, this year you're actually picking the riders as well. So how many bikes have you got to prepare this year?
Well, there's one for Tommy and then three Americans at the moment. And then maybe there's a couple of others. But I have had a few former Grand Prix mechanics approach me saying, let me know what you want me to build, I'll build something.
Oh, they want to get involved.
Yeah, I've got two or three really good guys who I trust. Who want to build some stuff, so that's really cool.
Well, if you need anything, I can build
I appreciate
bits.
your spanner skills are
can't we get Billy involved in some way?
I'd love to get Billy there, but he's gonna have to ride Husqvarna. I mean, they weren't the best thing.
I thought he's no four strokes either, so that's six tens out of the question.
That bike would be eligible for the Super Evo group.
Oh, okay.
We're allowing four strokes into the Super Evo, which is up to 96, so you can have some of them exotic European bikes, your Vertamatis or a Husaberg. What we don't want is the newer classes full of a CRF
400s,
CRF 450 and fours fighting around the place. I don't want that.
No, that'd ruin it.
Yeah, so we're going to go keep them two stroke only because I don't think there's going to be a problem filling them classes with guys who want to ride an 06 RM250, which is a good tool.
It's going to be nice to see the bikes coming out the woodworks. Like, I'm sure there's going to be plenty getting snapped up on eBay and then.
Since we've announced this, 3 weeks ago, you've only got to look on eBay.
Is everything missing?
The price of them has gone ballistic.
There's now a class to ride them, isn't there? And what we're doing as well is people like to look at each other's bikes. So we're doing, when we had the meeting with the ACU guys, they're like, oh, we don't need to do a scrutineer. And I'm like, yes, we do.
Yeah.
We want the full-on scrutineer. And
it's a full ACU event?
I want the bikes. I want the bikes weighed, noise-tested.
Yeah.
We want the full Friday experience.
I think that's nice, walking up to scrutineer, and it's all part of it.
Exactly. Like,
how cool is that?
Makes you feel like you're at a race.
Totally. Yeah, and you check each other's stuff out, and, fingers crossed the weather's going to be all right, because it's August bank holiday, you never know.
You never know any time, but the chances are it would be great.
We're going to have some hoodies in air boxes to keep the noise down.
You're going to might have a 19mm impact socket between the pipe and the silencer. That's what we used to do.
Yeah, actually, that's true. People are going to be cheating on the noise. No, I think the noisier the better on the two-stroke. You can't have it. What's the limit on a two-stroke?
98, isn't it? Is it 98?
Would you have to keep it the same still for that?
because we're going to be an FIM event.
Oh,
we're going to be inscribed on the calendar, so we'll have to comply to all all of the and we've in all of the rules.
We're trying to get Andy Summers, the FIM chief scrutineer, to do the scrutineer.
Yeah, I know Andy.
Yeah, so yeah, Andy wants to come. But there's talk. I haven't mentioned this to you yet.
Andy's the face of doom, isn't he? If he gives you that when you come off the track.
Oh, yeah. Because
it's his son that...
His son, yeah. Stu does some bikes for us. He's mega. But Andy is actually a DJ as well. And I've spoke to him about doing the after party Sunday.
Andy night. Summers?
No,
yeah. He's DJ?
He's DJ.
Fucking
he
hell.
Gives it all this.
Oh, we've got an after party.
We've got an after party Sunday night, kid. You can't be going
I've not raced a race with an after party for a long time.
The Monday is a bank holiday.
Bank holiday Monday. Don't go leaving.
So Monday, there's no reason to rush home.
It's a big piss up Sunday.
We'll be doing burn-ups in the burnouts in the beer tent and all that stuff. Yeah.
So we actually open Thursday at 12 o'clock. So you can be there for...
The weekend?
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
4 days.
4 days. Like the festival.
It is.
Nice.
And then all you get in, people complain that we're charging £50 for camping for 4 days.
Nah, yeah, I think
it's for nothing.
It's for nothing.
Yeah, especially if the weather's mint, that's going to be a proper good weekend.
Yeah, hopefully. You couldn't pick a weekend that you know is going to be good weather.
Nah, but it's still nice August.
That weekend was free and you've managed to get it from everything.
It was totally by chance, but we had it dictated to us because me and Wobbs are involved with the Langrish Club, and the head of the Langrish Club is Chris Warren, who... You know, who works at the Grand Prix, so it had to be on a weekend where he wasn't committed at the Grand Prix.
So it literally...
And that was it. Perfect. That was the one weekend.
This doesn't clash with it British Motocross, nope. MX Nationals.
Nothing.
No. Nothing.
The thing that me and Wob have found over the last 3 weeks since we've announced this, that the support within the industry and within the other established event organisers has been...
Crazy.
Mm. They've been cool, full on for us, and they've worked with us to make it a free weekend.
Yeah, because Paul Irwin from MX Nationals was going to put a race on that weekend, and then he heard what we're doing, so he's not.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
It's the way to do it. I mean, why would you clash? It's nice, I think, with this race. I mean, I'm really looking forward to it, even... Whatever the thing, I think it's...
You better just make sure that you do some winning at the British Championship
The British Championship finishes, I think, the week before.
Yeah.
So I'll have to keep Dave happy and win that early, or win that, and then I think he'll let me. But either way, it's a nice... Something to look forward to, because it's different as me, as a rider, and I think you're going to get so many riders that are in the British Championship as well compete, because I think once the ball starts rolling and people see other people doing it, they're gonna not want to miss it is
a few other teams who have seen what you've done with the 250 Honda we've done, and they know they can buy themselves an 0708, for example, YZ250, use all their sponsors to build the bike nice, do some videos with it. Everybody loves a two-stroke, don't they? All love a two-stroke.
Even the press release for Jackie Martin's Honda the other day. They just released their new riders yesterday. That they've got like the old Honda two-stroke in the picture.
Oh, really?
It looks nice. But really old. Like I wouldn't even like to put about like 1970. I would imagine.
Oh, have they?
Or 80s maybe. Maybe I've gone.
But I mean, like the good thing, like hopefully with your team, I've spoke to Dave, and obviously the first thing I asked him was, is it okay for Tommy to ride? He didn't say yes, but he definitely didn't say no either. So
I think he understands and he likes all that. It was his era as well, he's a legend in that.
We'll get him on a parade lap or not?
Of course we are, absolutely. No, if we haven't actually agreed with Dave yet to get him there, but we will do through the year. I talked to Dave and we're sorting it out.
There's a lot of stuff we're trying to do. I'm trying to get, for example, an idea is to get the 94 Donations team back together.
Wicked.
So yeah, that's very doable.
Get Malin, Herring and Kurt, and obviously Dave was team manager.
Carl Nunn, he needs to come racing.
We spoke to Carl.
What did he say?
He said he hasn't got a bike, and I'm like, don't you worry about a bike, son. We got plenty.
Has he not got a bike at all nowadays, he said?
Much like yourself. Doesn't even own one.
We spoke to Robbie Herring, and Robbie is definitely in for it as long as he's got his filming commitments allow.
I like Rob. Spent a lot of time with Rob.
Ed used to... Ed,
I trained a lot with him. Not that it paid off.
Rob
taught
Ed everything he knows, which is not really much credit to Rob, but...
No, he's a good lad.
One of the first times I ever spoke to Rob was on a ferry home from 88, it would have been. I'm with Merv, and we're on a ferry, and he's just there, and I'm sitting there tired, and he's come up, and I'm like, all right, kid, I hardly knew him, but he recognised me from the British Championships, whatever. I'm like, where you been? Oh, I rode a GP in France. Oh, any good? Yeah, I did all right. And that was the end of it. Then we went and got a pie and chips, whatever you do on a ferry. Then I get the motorcycle news on the Wednesday, and he's won both fucking races.
Really?
I'm like, talk about discreet, like Herring. And I'm sitting there going, oh, I did all right.
Yeah, it's a good wasn't one. Wasn't
that he was not underachieved, but everyone used to say he was unbelievable.
Oh, he's gifted, absolutely gifted on a bike.
So when you say you're attempting to get the team back together, does that mean to race or just to come and have a ride?
Just stand there and have some pictures taken, maybe do some posters.
I can't.
It's not been done
before. Rob doesn't ride anymore, does he? He does his film stuff. I think he does ride because his son does a bit.
Yeah, I think he does with a bit with his son. And he raced for me at Farley probably 5 or 6 years ago.
I think
he had a big accident, a big crash there, I think from memory, up in the woods. And I think it probably
scared him.
Yeah.
You know. It does, doesn't it?
You can do like a parade lap thing or, you know.
Dobby could get his fucking KTM 125 back out of his living room.
He could, yeah. That'd be a right racer.
That'd be actually good.
We'd love to have Jamie.
We've spoken to a few teams. You know, we spoke to the Milwaukee Hitachi guys about building a bike for Conrad to come and race.
No, don't do that. He can't. There's no KTM.
He wouldn't be in your class. No, KTM in 07 or 08 won a bad bike.
No, they were a good bike. The 125.
125.
I forgot. Yeah, he wouldn't be in my class.
He wouldn't be in your class. He'd be in the modern class. But you've got to think, you know, Conrad on an 07, 08, 125.
They're normally up for stuff like that, though.
Oh, yeah, they're up for it. But it's just got to be...
It's got to work for
them guys to bring the truck all the way from Belgium for one weekend just for an old vintage race. It's all right if it's already in the UK, but...
Well, obviously, you don't really want to say, and you can't say as to who's coming, but if there's ever someone that can make it happen, you're the man to get some big names there.
We've got a lot of interest. I mean, the Belgian guys are talking Kevin Strijbos, Clement Desailles and Smets. That's their team.
It's a strong team.
It's a strong team.
That's a very strong team.
I know we got Paul in asking about it. We got Pichon, who's a definite maybe.
Billy Mack.
Billy
is flat out for it.
Sean Simpson.
Billy's always going to be keen for it.
There's
going to
be some players there. The Americans we got as well. Everybody loves the Yank, don't they?
Tell you what, it'd be a good weekend to do some autograph.
In my experience of doing...
That's going to be like the...
It'd be like the who's who in motocross.
It's going to be big,
Oh, it is.
And the more
Caroli. Shall I speak to him for you?
Speak to him?
Yes, please.
Speak to him. I know you spoke to Chody and he's not coming, is he?
He hasn't said no.
Oh, okay.
No, he's not. No, I've had somebody speak to him.
I wonder why he wouldn't come. He normally loves all that, doesn't he?
Because of racing commitments himself.
Oh, he still does a lot, doesn't he?
If he's not racing himself, he'll be training somebody, won't he?
Yeah.
That's the problem we've got with a lot of guys.
Yeah.
That especially GP. For me, it's always been easier to get an American to come over than as a European.
Really?
You need to get Boris there, don't because you? Because most. Boris.
Yeah.
Who?
Boris was a mad fast
Justin
around
Morris.
There, wasn't he? Justin Morris.
Oh, yeah. No,
he was
absolutely.
Crazy fast around there.
Absolutely.
You come for a bottle of wine. He's a ginger, walks around the paddock.
Oh, I've had more fun with Justin Morris than any rider in existence.
We're going to get him on one of these.
Oh, he's chaos.
He come on Tommy Stagdo and he did
It'd
not
actually
stop.
Be quite good to have you and Justin on so you could talk about the stories.
Because
if one person's talking stories, it's one thing, but then if you've got the other person that's involved, then they can...
I catch myself. I'm talking to the lads who work for me and Daisy and whatever, and I'm telling them stories, and I'm halfway through and thinking, this sounds like bullshit.
Yeah.
And I have to throw a name out there to justify it.
So who someone you were says, with. Yeah.
The stories I tell are normally not good enough, so I add a bit of bullshit.
Well, a bit of pepper on the
story. Yeah, just sort of a bit of salt and pepper on the story to fucking exaggerate a bit.
Before we get well off topic, you mentioned earlier that... the things that you're trying to do, make it a festival, blah, blah, blah. I know you can't confirm it yet, but you've got some sponsors. You're looking for more. If anyone did want to get involved with the event, is that still possible?
Absolutely.
There's no limit on the amount of people we can have. The more money we get in, the more we can spend
the bigger
on
fairground
rides, bigger marquees. We can go big, you know.
So we're talking any involvement, banners on the track.
Yeah, well, we have a sponsorship package. Anybody's interested, shoot us an email.
Right.
And cool. We do like a package, which is... certain amount of tickets, camping passes, banners on the track, discounted trade stands.
We will work with anybody, you know, however small. If they want to put one banner up, we will work with you.
Cool. And it's obviously going to be bespoke to them then. Like, you'll hash out a deal together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, cool. Very much. Absolutely. We've got a standard sponsorship package, which we think is a cracking deal.
Yeah.
And we've got quite a few people signed up. We've got Mark Banks is on, who's my old friend from the Banks Honda Group. The Banks Group, the car dealerships. Yeah. So they're the title sponsor.
Nice.
So they're going to get the most.
So for anyone that wants the information or what they need to do, email you, or is there a website, or what can they do to see it?
Email daisy@.wob.
Yeah, daisy@.wob.com. She's the girl handling all that stuff. Trade stands is all on Eventbrite.
Can go on Eventbrite right now and buy your tickets, or you can buy your trade pitch. It's that easy.
So Eventbrite.
We've already sold a ton of them.
And you're right, be... MXDN.
Yeah.
And then that'll come up August the 27th, you said?
It's 27th, 28th of August. August bank holiday.
Yeah, last August weekend, bank holiday.
Cool. All right. Well, there you go.
And then the actual entries to race are open on the 8th.
Saturday the 8th Saturday of the January. 8th. And they will sell out instantly.
I think so. We wanted to do it earlier, but the ACU had to rewrite their disclaimer.
Okay.
And they wouldn't.
So Saturday the 8th of January.
That's when rider entries are open.
At what time?
I don't want to say that because it'll crash the bloke's website. So people will just have to keep trying.
Well, we'll put this out before that then. So if you've watched this or listened to this, make sure Saturday the 8th, you're ready.
And I've got a couple of questions because I'm obviously going to be racing it. What's the track? Because also other people will ask.
Oh, that wasn't the question I thought you'd ask.
What was you going to ask?
I thought you were going to ask what the prize money was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, is there prize money or not?
If we can get enough sponsors, kid, I'll pay you. I ain't scared.
Yeah, that's good.
Breaking up on me. The track.
Yeah, track. Because okay, obviously it's older bikes and it's Fox Hills.
Absolutely. And I know people's concerns. That's what people always say. The track, too many jumps, da-da-da. So luckily the guy who's working with us, Paul Cook,
he does a good job on the track.
He does a very, very good track job. Builder. He is totally on board with us. He knows, he used to run with Chris Warren, the Langrish Club at the Ken Hall event. Yeah. I don't know if you ever rode there.
I never raced it, but I've raced Langrish.
They know what they're doing and they will work with myself and Wobbs 100%. We know what the track's got to be like for not just the old bikes, but the older riders. You've got to cater for the...
Also, bikes sometimes have problems. The older bikes more... You don't want to be coming down one of the steep hills with no rear brake sort of thing.
No, exactly.
No, not ideal.
So the hills won't be the same.
I'm not saying the hills won't be there because I think the hills are part of.
I think you need to have some
Fox
of the,
Hills.
Some
it's
of the
jumps
you won't
that you're
be ski
be
jumping
at.
Off the top as such. No, down.
When we had the meeting, the very first thing they came out with, like, there's going to be no twin shocks, is there? Because the track is not suitable for them, which is fair enough. So that's why the oldest thing is an 89.
Yeah,
but you know, like an 02 bike is.
Well, that thing behind you, that's capable.
No
well,
more
yeah,
than
that's
capable.
More than capable.
But they're going to modify the track. I think there's an AMCA championship there the week before. So the track will be already...
Oh, the track will be done before that.
Yeah.
Our track will be done, but way before
and
that.
The thing is, like, they've got full... The track's permanent. The start gate's permanent. The watering system's permanent.
Do you know details of practice sessions, qualifying, any of that yet? No.
No. All I can tell you is the format will be two motos per day for everybody. And
starting on...
Friday. On Saturday. So
Friday's scrutiny, Aaron.
Thursday from 12 o'clock, you can rock up and enjoy yourself.
So like a GP.
Exactly. Then on Friday is what I would call our meet and greet day, where you come up, scrutineer, talk a load of bullshit to your mates. I personally love the Friday. It's a great, chilled day to go and chat to people. And then Saturday and Sunday, full-on race day, two motors per day, with the one team race that hopefully you'll be in. Will be run on the same rules as the modern motocross of nations.
Is that depending on my results throughout the season if I get picked for that?
Well, you've got to speak to Mark Chamberlain. He's the team manager.
You might be on both teams.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
It could be.
I would actually like to race Destinations this year because at Redbud again, that was a good race last time.
Absolutely.
I went.
Absolutely.
If you start pulling your finger out.
Yeah, I need to pull my finger out to get on that, but it's one of my... I'd like to do it. Might be the last time I ever do it. On a team, but I'd like to give it a good shot this year.
You could do it on the O2.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. If I got fast lap times on the O2, because I expect I raced Fox Hills earlier in the year, we could go with Destinations.
Talking about Chamberlain, they obviously did some big, big MotoVision videos back in the day, the old school stuff. Yeah. Surely we need a screen.
They were the people.
They're having
I used to watch them as when I was a kid. That's what I had, the MotoVision.
They need a screen, don't
Mark's
you?
Mark's going to have an area with them playing on all the old interviews, all the old races.
That's what you need.
And they're going to be there with... Alpine Stars, I believe.
Absolutely.
We've got so many big brand sponsors on board. It's a bit mind-blowing, really. It's a bit scary.
I'm guessing, well, obviously Friday's going to be scrutineering, but it's going to be like paddock hanging out. Like
exactly.
Proper cool.
Well, the beer tent's going to be cracking Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night.
Mega.
Fucking hell, I might have to stay off-site then. I'll need a good night's sleep.
So it's four nights.
I thought you were going to say you'd be pissed.
Nah, I don't do that on race weekends, mate.
But the Sunday night would be big, Ken. The after party is going to be huge.
So then, obviously, you can see behind us, we've got both of the bikes, one bike that's already built and one bike that needs building. Why don't we have a little rundown of what you're going to do to that to make it race ready?
Well, we've got to use as many as Tommy's sponsors as we can now because we don't want to offend anybody.
No. And if you want to sponsor, well, not sponsor it, but if you do stuff for this bike, help me out because it'll be, I want to make it as good
Cerakoting.
As possible. Well, Wob's got these guys that do Cerakoten, haven't you?
I've got to go to them, see if they want to do it. Because if you've got somebody else wants to do it, then...
Well, what else? Well, you run through what we need for this bike.
Well, the biggest part is I've been messaged by Chad Watts, who used to be Ricky's mechanic,
mm-hmm.
when Ricky was racing these. And
Ricky Carmichael?
Yes, and he's offered to do the motor. So he can build the motor, so we're halfway there with that.
Quite
I know he's
going
to want to run a pro circuit pipe, because I'm sure that's who he's set the motor up to work with. So that's going to get it handled. You're sponsored by KTEX, so Chris is going to have to sort the suspension.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Whether we send the suspension off to be done or we find some good kit stuff of the era. But
it's a lot less work than that one we've done before, isn't it?
It's so much less work, which is why, you know, we're still building a few bikes for the race, but with my involvement as a promoter, I wouldn't have time to build nicest stuff. I just don't have time to build them. You have to make so much stuff. And
but there's so going to be, stuff. You obviously said there's going to be a 90s class.
Yeah.
There's a 90s class, yeah.
All of the bikes that you've built in the past, are they sold?
Yeah.
So are those people that have bought them going to race the bikes?
Most of them don't ride them, but I can get them back if we've got people for them.
Right, okay. So I'm just thinking
I'm
if
not
the,
surprised
the pros are going to ride the newer class stuff, the O2.
That's what we've decided on with setting the Nations class into the O2 class, because...
Safer.
But also the guys, especially the Americans, maybe this is unfair, but a lot of the guys don't see the bike till the Friday of the race.
Right.
They ride up and down the road till somebody shouts at us to try and get the thing, a feel for it. Well, this way they can go and ride.
They can get an O2 in America.
They can get a modern one. And to be honest, it's the same geometry.
Right.
It's not going to be the same motor, same geometry. It's not the same bike, but it, you get a feel for it.
Mm.
So they're not going to be completely jumping off.
And like Villapoto would probably have his own suspension, I'd imagine, wouldn't he?
He might bring that with him. If not, we can build stuff. I've already contacted a few people.
Yeah, that's what people don't realise about the event. Guys like Tommy would have been practicing on that bike, you know, a fair bit through the year. But guys like Ryan and Mike Brown will just rock up on the Friday, sit on the bike, and that's the first time they've ridden it.
So they're trying to learn the track, and we're doing the jetting and the suspension settings in a three-lap practice. Yeah.
God, it's sounding like it's playing into your hands here. You could be taking on Villapoto.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I'm going to have him.
That'd be a good weekend, honestly. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm buzzing for it. If it wasn't going to be any good, I wouldn't want to be involved.
Nice.
You know.
So, obviously, you're going to build a few bikes, like you said. You're going to make O2/01?
Honda and Yamaha's the big change, right? 01 to 02.
So that's going to buy you a bit more time to do.
And also, they're a lot easier. You can buy the stuff. You're not having to make everything.
Right.
You know, there's less stuff discontinued. You can make them work. And we haven't got time to build 90s stuff. And I've got some other people who are prepared to help out, so that's good.
In terms of, obviously, you say you're going to buy a lot of stuff, and you made, obviously, a lot of stuff for the 96. Is there going to be any Doc Wob special bits little fabbing up bits?
We're going to make a lot of stuff.
Okay. Are you doing billet linkages, stuff like that?
I don't want to tell everybody here because all they're going to do is copy us. So I'm just going to...
No, but what do you make that goes on that stuff?
Well, at the moment, we only make big brakes for it, but there is...
Oh, you're going to start making new stuff?
We're going to make a lot more stuff for that shape.
But you're the only person who makes all that stuff, or properly.
Will you make it then sell it?
Of course, I can't afford to give it away, Ken.
Mm. No, I mean, like, will you just make a one-off, or
No, we have to make 100 of everything.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's going to be dripping in titanium bolts.
It'll be full of tie, full of super light stuff, and then we're going to make...
What's super light?
Shut up.
Super light, then really nice T-handles that we've been asking for.
Yes, then T-handles that we haven't got.
No, we've been asking for them, but still not got any.
I fucking forgot, I'm sorry.
No, but the...
Superlight's a business I set up 4 years ago now. Because when we're building these bikes, the one thing you couldn't get was titanium bolts at a sensible price. And all mechanics have got a stash of bolts. And I was using my stash up and everything was mismatching. And I'm like, you know what? I think there's a market for good quality. So I started looking into it. A friend of mine does Formula One stuff. So he told me what I need to do. And then it's turned into a bit of a beast. Like, we've just signed KTM Factory Racing. We've got Factory Yamaha 250, Factory Yamaha 450.
Signed Factory KTM?
Factory KTM. And
they're going to use super light bikes all across all bikes?
Hurlings across all the race team. And then now we've just had the Gas side come on board, just do an order this morning.
Oh, mega.
So Gas using it as well?
Yeah, so Gas and...
But Husky? Also,
not yet, but they'll be next.
They will be, won't they,
Because they do whatever the factory tell them. Yeah. And... what's good for us is the KTM engine department have ordered a fucking shitload of stuff, and every factory engine that comes out of there will be full of our stuff.
Oh, inside, so you're not just, you're inside the engine as well?
Yeah. Factory Yamaha, everything inside the motor is our stuff.
Wow.
And it's, we've been working with Factory Yamaha 4 years now.
That'd be good. So
it's a bit
Guessing Superlight's going to be a big title sponsor of this race as well, then.
Well, I'm going to try and shoehorn it in there.
We haven't negotiated that.
Yeah, that's it now. I can imagine no more, but it'll be everywhere.
But we're just trying to create a brand, because the working on the bikes is me, and the buying the parts from the teams in the past has been me. And when I stop doing it, it's like being a builder. Once you stop laying bricks, you stop earning money.
Absolutely.
And to have a brand, which it doesn't run itself by any stretch, but, you know, that it's an easier, big investment. I mean, the investment's like a nosebleed when you do the orders.
So if you got that going on, why on earth would you get involved in this?
Because more money.
No.
Once you've got a bit, they always want more, these people.
If you want money, you're getting into the wrong game and getting into promoting this game.
No, see, for me, once you were done at Farley, I was done. Because I knew if I had to deal with the promoter from Farley, I wouldn't make it there. I knew full well I'd be getting a phone call. I'd ask for something. He'd say no. I'd tell him to fuck off, and that was going to be the end of the deal. You know what I mean? So I knew full well that would never work out.
But also, it's a nice... It's a new change, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, I must admit, you know, I had my doubts whether I was doing the right thing. But from the interest we've got from everybody, it was definitely the right thing. It was the right time, and it's the right venue. You know, it's... I don't know if you... Did you ever go to the Grand Prix?
No, I've never been to Farley, and I've never been to those
your GPs
race
at Fox Hills were... The amount of people there was unbelievable.
Oh, Fox Hills, yeah. I never went to a GP at Fox Hills. Obviously, I've seen in the iconic race where it was muddy. And
they were huge. It was muddy. Yeah.
But, you know, people, when you mention Fox Hills, they say, oh, yeah, but it rained in 98 at the Nations. Well, it did, but it was still an epic weekend. Yeah. A brilliant
There's
event.
No other mud race that I've ever heard of that gets... mentioned as much as that.
Yeah, there must have been probably, I don't know, 50,000 people there. It was epic.
It was a shit hole there.
So it rained at the GP and at the Destinations?
Yeah, the Destinations there in 98. But they had loads of GPs through the 90s, starting in about 92.
Yeah, it was the venue. It was the venue of the 90s.
I watched one the other day with Keogh and Nunny.
It was the very first place where they held a doubleheader, a 125 and a 250. That's the first place ever in the world where they... And now it's commonplace, you know, it's at every GP.
Yeah.
They were huge.
No, I have watched the Motorvision ones. They started putting them on Facebook last year, I think, some of the Motorvision stuff.
And they did through lockdown, didn't they?
Yeah, that was the first one I watched. No, they were Keogh won, I think. Carl Nunn second. I can't remember who was third.
That was mint. And it's kind of... I'm super into it. I've never been this excited about anything.
No, I'm re-energized about it. You know, it's really given me a boost to be involved with Wob. I totally respect what he does, and I couldn't do my side of the job without somebody like Wob. So the pair of us working together, I think, is a good thing.
Yeah, no, definitely. Seems like it's going to be a good idea to give it a kick up the arse with a bit of fresh air. And
yeah, absolutely.
I'm guessing it's a new concept, is it, as well?
New faces.
I'm going to get some questions up for you, Wob.
Oh, sorry, I thought you...
I done a post yesterday.
You were bored there, kid, sorry.
Normally, I'm a bit bored.
Normally just checking in with his missus. She all right? She let you out today?
Yeah, I don't have to leave just yet. No, I put a little post on my Instagram yesterday with some questions for you, so I'm going to see.
Go on then, run them out, kid. Let's hear them.
I did some
Ed's
as
got
well.
Some as well. Well
actually, fair
it's
play to everyone.
It's moving off the subject from the race a little bit, because you've plugged that enough.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Fair play to everyone on the 2 Pro 1 Slow, and especially you, Wob, because when you come on, we seem to get the most...
Yeah, we get bombarded.
Like, there's scrolling.
It does seem to be a lot, in fairness.
There's plenty.
They're invested in you.
Before we do answer, or... I'll give me
How
a chance
do I get
to read
the questions
through.
Up?
I'll show you in a minute. Before I look through these, why don't you give us... I'm going to ask you a question myself. What is one of the biggest highlights or the biggest named people that you think you've ever brought over in the past?
I've got that in one of my questions.
Yeah, I probably asked it.
I mean, it's just a roster. You can't pick one name out. I mean, you throw out the names that we've done for Farley before, you know. For me, Jean-Michel Bale. I mean, fucking
hell. It has to be Bale.
JMB. But then you've got Jeff Ward, you've got Ron Lachine, you've got Ryan Hughes, you've got Brownie. I mean, look what Brownie does. I mean, he's a machine.
Ricky Johnson.
RJ, you know, and it's...
Brownie's the living legend of today
Brownie's
for that
like
race.
Like Benjamin Button, isn't he? Yeah. I just don't understand.
Who's come the most, like, out of any...
Brownie, run? Surely.
Brownie.
Doug Zubak.
Zubak's been there every year.
Since 2012.
Oh, he's been 10 years then. Nearly.
Doug Duback rips still as well.
He does.
And Doug still really rides
I always
well.
Used to see him at Glen Helen.
Yeah, no, that's his backyard.
Good. Even when I was in America, and then when I used to go over winter testing, he'd get there early and just smash out Mars every Thursday.
Brownie is my favourite, though. That kid, for like 48 years old, wherever he is, fucking age, he's a machine.
Dean, I speak to Dean, obviously, a lot still, and he can't believe it. Every day, not every day, but a couple of times a week, he'll FaceTime, and he always just goes, Brownie's just, he says, it's just an animal. He said he does the bike ride with him in the morning. He'll then be at the test track with him, watching him doing anything. And he said the other day, the barn or something was a way away from the test track at Baker's Factory. And I'm not sure if you've been before. I've not been, but he said it's miles away. And one of the rides, I think it was Malcolm Stewart, says, my goggles. I need a new set of goggles. And Brownie just went, I'll get them. And bearing in mind, mate, he could have just rode his bike back. He says he just ran and just started sprinting. Like the workshop's miles away, Dean says. He says, just sprinted there, sprinted back, wiped a bit of sweat off his face, wasn't even out of breath, give him the goggles, and he couldn't wait to just run back as fast as he could. No. And then he goes to the gym, and he says he's just an animal, non-stop.
He's mad.
He says, does everything in the gym better than anyone else. Cycles, just can't wear him out.
And, right. to build a bike for him, he's a gentleman. Well, the anger issues that I know he has, he's been nothing but, because he knows we're doing the best job we can on the day, and he knows he's got a good bike, and he's so quietly spoken.
What's he going to ride if he comes?
I want to build him a Yam, but I need to speak to him and see what he wants us to build for him.
He's not tied into any manufacturer now.
No, he did talk about a Honda last time we spoke.
Didn't he race, what did he race at Loretta Lynn's this year? A Honda?
Husqvarna.
Oh, Husky.
Yeah. He's riding Husky over there because obviously the Baker factory connection. But he's not tied into a contract, so he can ride anything he wants. But an O2 Yam is a good tool.
Yeah, but you've told him that these are the best now. O2, Hondas, faster, better.
Yeah, but if you're building one for Villapote, you may as well build two.
I'd like to build three.
Who's the...
I'd like to have all three of the Americans on them.
Ah, the little one.
We're not allowed to say.
Yeah.
Right.
We might have to build him a bike with no Yamaha stickers on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were going to do that for somebody before, weren't we?
We were.
And a cutout seat.
Brownie.
I think it was.
Cut out what?
Cut out low seat.
Oh, yeah, cut out seat. I thought you said you were going to cut out a bit what I said.
No, cut out low seat.
No, I don't think we need to go that far.
I think this is a question about you, but obviously most questions are all about mechanicking, but this one says here, how did Robbie feel after he cased the triple chase in RC in 98? Christ, he came up short.
I don't even remember that.
With that Robbie Raynard, wasn't it?
Yeah, probably. I mean, he was fast the second half of
I thought this was you riding.
I wouldn't.
Oh, you're thinking Rob Waters.
Yeah.
No, not
that
me.
Would have been 80.
Fucking hell. Wouldn't you case a triple chase in RC?
I thought he might have been on the practice track.
One of the last times I rode a motocross bike was at RC's track.
Really?
Yeah.
The one you thought, I'll stop now because that don't get no better than that.
Well, then.
I can tell that story for years now.
RC came past me and I'm like, oh, I'm done with this. Me and Davy Coombs actually were riding around.
Oh, wow. How many years ago is that?
03, maybe? 04-ish?
Oh, look, 02?
Yeah, something like that. I went down there with Brownie. We were
Are you entering? Why don't you race your own race?
I'm not racing. I've got no interest whatsoever.
Oh, dear me. You not got any more questions then?
I can't get the questions out.
Well, someone here is obviously... you've obviously released two of the riders, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, because one of them here is saying, are you excited to have RV over?
Yes.
Very.
Yeah, Ryan's a good egg. I've dealt with him when he was on 85s when I was at Smith. And we managed to get him on.
I remember that.
The goggles. And I got to be good friends with the family. And yeah. Ryan's a good kid.
Yeah, right before Ryan's dad passed, Ryan's dad used to ride vintage bikes. So, and Ryan has ridden vintage events in the States. And I think he just loves riding bikes.
I'm surprised because towards the end of his career, he hated riding bikes.
Yeah, he seems to be rejuvenated now.
He seems to be bang into it again, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's because he can have a beer after.
He's a good guy. He's a really good egg. I'm excited to have him.
Yeah, he's like a different man now, isn't he?
He's a different beast.
Yeah, he has actually, when I spoke to him, he said, is there a beer tent? That was one of his
Yeah, he loves it now.
He's a social boy. He's a good egg. He's a good egg. But towards the end of his pro career, he was actually hating life, wasn't he? Wasn't he enjoying
it? Yeah, he seemed that way.
I remember the year he came over to do the GPs and he was not.
No, he wasn't in it.
He was over it.
He was over it massively at that point, and everybody criticises, but...
Yeah, but it's tough, isn't it? Especially moving over and doing all that God, it's scene.
Different beast, yeah.
Right, I'm going
to... It's hard to pick these questions.
There's just so many, isn't
there? Throw them out, kid. I'll answer as many as we can.
Please ask Doc Wobb, which team and rider would he have liked to have been a mechanic for? Well, that's a bit different.
Yeah.
That's from 24 Sparky.
Oh, it's got to be... I could answer that. But
so that's not one who you've been, obviously... the questions, who you'd like to, who
there's
would
only
you have
one,
liked
one
to?
Rider and one team.
2009 Tommy Searle.
Who's, no, your, probably, who's your
that would
rider
have been Dave
team?
Thorpe for sure.
You reckon?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
See, I'd have liked Kurt Lundqvist, Factory Yamaha, 1988.
No, yeah, it, Wobble always has different answers to most.
No, it would have been 1980 Works Honda. Yeah, and it would have to have been Dave Thorpe.
You've
sure.
got a sweet spot for yams, though, if I remember right.
I've got a sweet spot for yams, and a Factory Yam is the nicest thing out there from Yas Maven.
And what year was that?
88, 87.
And what rider?
Kurt Lundqvist.
So this is in the World Championships?
Yeah. In the World Championships, yeah.
And Jackie Vimond, don't forget, he rode
Jackie Vimond, he was coaching Ben Watson a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I think he might be again next year, I'm not quite sure. This has gone over my head, but what are your thoughts on AF conversions? Are they good or should you stay original? Any tips?
Stay original.
What's AF?
Aluminium frame. Like putting a CR500 motor in a CRF.
Oh, yeah, I see that. It's getting a bit more popular.
They're hard work and they're really hard to do nice. And
a few people have done the new 2022.
I've seen a few in two pieces.
Yeah, the trouble is a lot of people don't factor in is things like airbox volume. Airbox volume is a big deal. You know, like a pro circuit sell a different air boot for $600. There's a reason for that air boot, isn't there? Mm. Because it's different to the standard one. Well, these people who are doing a lot of these AF conversions, they're just connecting point A to point B with like a bit of gutter in pipe. And it's like...
It's not going to run.
Oh, I know what you're saying, yeah.
Or they'll get a CR500 and they'll put... Well, they get a KX500 motor in a bike and they'll put a CR500 pipe on just because it fits. And I'm like...
That's,
you can't
yeah,
just
that's
fit something
where it
touches.
I would do.
And then they give it, oh, we can't get the jetting right. It's fuck all to do with the jetting kit.
Because when we were on factory teams, you test all that a lot.
Yeah, the best one to do, the only one I would recommend anybody ever go at is RM250.
What, put an RM?
RM250 two-stroke motor into an RMZ chassis. Yeah. It's mint. Like the air boot goes straight on,
that works,
it bolts straight up. It's the best thing in the world.
Well, this is probably a bit off subject, but well, no, it's on the RM. Did Pastrana do an RM Zilla thing, 500?
That was a Honda 500 they did, yeah.
It was a Honda?
Yeah. A Honda 500 engine.
Oh, right, okay. I thought that was a Suzuki.
No, it's Honda 500.
Why, did Suzuki never have a 500 two-stroke?
They did, actually,
they did in a quad, but it was a big
one. No. In 83, they had Harry Evetts rode the only year they did it. It was a bike they built for Brad Lackey. Brad Lackey won the title in 82 on an air-cooled bike. Suzuki developed a water-cooled 500 for 83. Brad retired. And Harry Evans, Stefan's dad, rode it in the GPs.
Oh, okay.
Season only.
Cool. That's three times today, Wob, your motocross knowledge. Two off camera and one on.
Yeah, people, I'm not impressed with Wob. People on this thought you had was the knowledge of it all, and I've done you twice today.
No, I think you need to rewind that for me.
Well, cut it. When is Wob making a YouTube channel? We would love to see a full rebuild on one of his bikes.
I can't afford Ed to film it.
I think your YouTube channel would be massive. A YouTube channel in your workshop.
Yeah, so do I. The stuff, not me with building stuff, but the stuff we've been involved in over the last sort of 10, 15 years, I think would blow internet apart for what we do.
Definitely. Because what's not... The difference is to people, you do
work,
it...
if you ask me.
Yeah, you do it every day, so it's just work, but... People are interested in stuff and it's their dreams and their passion. So what you're doing...
Some companies now, quite a lot of companies actually online, there's a car wrapping one called Yanomize. They do this thing called This Week at Yanomize, and every week they do a video of what they've done and they wrap Lambos and all manner of stuff. It's one of the most viewed YouTube channels. Millions of views, yeah. Mm. And it's only just what they do at work.
A lot more than you think.
You just got to find somebody who can film it. Anybody want to film that?
Yeah, message in.
You've only got to go on YouTube, haven't you? And it suggest stuff for you, and the crap that I watch on there. If
you
I'm
just
watching
start
it,
flicking through,
well, I even watch your stuff.
That is crap.
Just from the videos we've done on your channel, the restoration builds have been some of the most popular.
Yeah, they do seem to like it.
Yeah,
it's just, yeah, work for me. It's hard to believe anybody's interested.
Not sure if we've asked this one. Favorite bike he's built and why. I'm pretty sure we've done it on another episode, but you can touch on that.
Reynard's RM125 was probably the most special thing I ever built. That was crazy fast for a very short period of time.
Who wins at Fox Hills, Brownie or Tommy, and why?
Depends how hard you work, kid. I don't know.
It
depends which Tommy shows up.
Yeah, no, Brownie.
If you want to be there, it might be a different story.
What about the guy we can't mention?
Well, there's two. It's not really between me and Brownie because the other two are going to be top notch. And although Brownie's going to be fast, I realistically should have the better of him. He's four. How old is he? 48. 49
or something next year. Yeah.
And how but old I think you?
That 32. But the last time I went head to head with Brownie, he beat me for the British Championship by one point.
Yeah. Oh. No, absolutely.
So it's like redemption for me.
Yeah. No, you'd be all right. You're still on a bike you've ridden before.
Yeah. Well, we'll do a practice day before, I reckon.
Yeah.
And I can vlog that, and then I can vlog the main race. What is happening with Farley Castle? Vets, is it moving to Fox Hill? So we touched on that earlier. The other race is still happening, but as far as we know, this is the one.
Nothing to do with
that. Yeah, this is the nothing big one. This is the one you've all known and grown up with.
This is that race moved to Fox Hills.
Correct.
Sorry, Fox Hill.
Fox Hill, yeah.
I'm going to throw another spanner in the works here. Bit off topic, but would Wob do Billy's 610 bike build?
No.
Why?
Force track.
No, not for the Oh, you wouldn't even want to touch the engine and get involved.
No, near that thing.
What do you think it needs? You've seen it earlier.
Everything.
It needs a match.
A match.
Not for making.
What was the one that you sent to me? Was that not a four-stroke?
That was then? A two-stroke Husky 500, 1985. Now, that's a good tool. That's the
best. Is that still available for sale?
Yeah, I've got it.
Oh, you have that
I
now?
I own that bike.
Oh, well, yeah, well, that's what we need then.
I know guys that would be perfect for
Bill's bike.
For Billy's bike, but they will cost a shed load of money to do the motor properly on that thing.
All Bill wants to do to it, I spoke to him the other day about it, he just wants to weld it, make it safe, and leave it exactly as it is.
Yeah, but you still need the
engine checking, yeah. Cause
not for me.
He just wants to leave it as a shitbox.
Yeah, because if you don't, he don't need to go around his enduro track, he only needs to bog on one of them jumps.
Yeah, so exactly. But
you need it safe, but he's just a dirty man, isn't he? Just like the suit.
Yeah, the bike suits him.
Bill.
It does, yeah. No, I couldn't believe the state it was in when I saw it in the shed.
Yeah,
yeah, but then he just went up and rode the track. Did you see the video of him riding
it? Yeah, and I cringed when he went over some concrete blocks or something and he's smashing the frame rails on it.
That's what he does all day, every day.
Yeah, but I agree, but he needs to do, it needs to be safe and the
it needs a bit
bolts
of love
and stuff. Yeah, it needs love. Yeah, even though
you can't do these things half assed. You're either going to do it or you ain't. Yeah. Fucking about and making it look like it's got to be right.
Yeah, but just that bike just needs the engine checking and the frame welding. But he doesn't want to change any of the plastics or anything like that.
You probably wouldn't be able to get plastics for it anyway.
Yeah, not for me.
If we're about to do a restore of a four-stroke era GP bike, which one would it be?
None of them.
No, you've got to. It's not a choice. He didn't say would you do it.
I'd do a Wyndham.
I'll do Ryan Hughes's factory Honda from 02, maybe? Yeah. 01? 01. Because I was supposed to work for Rhino in 02. He got hurt at the end of 01 on Steel City on that CRF 450.
He was an animal, wasn't he?
Oh, my God, he was hard work on it.
But he's fucking lunatic.
I was supposed to fly to California to sign for Larry Brooks to be Ryan's mechanic for outdoors, but be second mechanic for Jeremy for Supercross. Never happened.
Why? Because he got injured?
He got injured and quit, yeah.
Oh, he quit that year then?
Yeah, he'd done.
Did you ever work for Rhino?
Only at Farley.
Yeah.
And I've been around him a lot, but I was signed up to be his mechanic for 02 at Chaparral Yamaha.
He is as mad as it makes him.
He was very entertaining when he came for us. Very entertaining, yeah. Probably a little bit, not as much as he is now, because obviously I watch his stuff on Instagram, but he was getting there.
Oh, he was just on his way.
He was on his way, yeah. I think we finally sent him on his way.
That first race where he came and caught DeWitt right at the end.
He pushed DeWitt the wrong way around the tree.
Yeah, he came off the track.
On the last corner.
And he said, oh, the bike's making a funny noise. And I looked down and he's got oil all up his inside leg. And I look at the motor and I'm like, you're fucking kidding me. And when he crashed, the bike fell on its side. He picked it up. Somebody T-boned him clean in the side. Knocked him over again. When they hit him, they hit the tip of the brake pedal through the clutch case and knocked one of the towers with the springs for the clutch bolt on. Broke that off the inner clutch hub. That's how hard they hit it. He gets on it, riding it. Well, now the spring is forcing the bolt to the inside of the case and just like machining the case out. He's flat
out. Last race of the day or not?
First race of the day.
Oh, Saturday.
And he's riding flat out, covered in black oil. Not looking down, and I'm just like...
Did you get him back out?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to rob a bike.
No, we didn't, because first race, Ron Lachine went at the back of somebody on the start, bent the gear lever into the frame.
Oh, that's right, yeah. And he
in first in gear, stuck it in first gear. He didn't pull in for us to bend it out. Blew it up in the back section somewhere. I had a big off. So then we robbed the death out of that bike to get Ryan to. At the end of the first race, we had two bikes out. We had three there, and two of them were fucked.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. It was like not the worst. Pain, so it was going to be the worst weekend of our life.
Very long weekend.
After that, we had no more problems. So that was good.
So you like Frankenstein one out of another.
Basically, yeah. The pile of bits out the back wasn't pretty.
I watched some of the old Great Outdoors the other week, and then the year where Rhino and Brownie were going at it. That's probably one of the best I've watched.
I was
like
a bit torn
times.
That year because Brownie's my mate, and Brownie used to come with me in the truck when I was at Smith, and me and him got on really well, and we used to travel around a lot. But in the summer, my good friend John Lower was Ryan's mechanic, and Ryan spent the year on the road with us. So there was me in the Smith truck, Ryan in his camper with John, and we were driving back to New York, staying at our friend John Franco's house. So I spent all summer with Rhino that year. So when him and Brownie were going at it, I was like, well, Rhino's me pal, but so is Brownie, and it was a bit of a torn thing.
It was mad.
Fucking awesome to see.
Oh, if you haven't watched it, I think you can just put Great Outdoors in. What year would have that been?
03, I think.
Yeah, and then the battles they had.
Oh, my God, there was some...
Was it Steel City where they were just banging each other off the track, absolutely flat out?
You couldn't guess who was going to come around the next corner first. It was insane.
And then...
Did we touch on that last time?
Yeah, no, we did. Yeah. That was the best race I've ever seen, I think.
Yeah, remember. No, when you said
it. Then he broke his leg at Southwick, taped it up and raced.
Didn't take his boot off, yeah.
He just taped it up.
What, in between races?
Yeah, he couldn't take his boot off because he knew he wouldn't get it back on again. So he went out with the same pants on.
No way.
Duct tape up around his foot, yeah. Southwick as well, like deep sand. Man's an animal.
Yeah, he is.
I think Alex Davis has asked one of the best questions.
He's just knackered for some reason.
The best UK motocross rider of all time, any era.
Thorpe.
Yeah, Dave Thorpe.
Gotta be Thorpe.
Is there any one? Is he the only 3-time world champion of UK?
Yeah, I would, yeah. I suppose by results, it would have to be Dave Thorpe, but I would go for somebody like Jeremy Watley.
Jeremy was talented.
Jeremy was so talented on a bike, which is Christian's dad.
Yeah. Oh, no, I remember
he
Jeremy.
He was unreal. On his day, Jeremy was unbeatable.
Really?
Oh, totally. I remember in 89, he went to Rob Hooper was his team manager. They went as a late entry to the first GP of the year in Switzerland as a late entry. Rocked up there. I think he won both motos.
Yeah, no.
He
wasn't even entered to the GP series.
No, he wasn't even entered properly. No, just rocked up as a late entry. Yeah. And when Jeremy's head was in gear, he was totally unbeatable.
Yeah, that is good. Well, Christian, very good rider.
Oh, yeah. Christian can ride a bike. He's coming, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, yeah, Christian's riding.
Oh, he'll be good.
Yeah, on a 125. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to extend that question. Then who's the best American rider of all time? In your opinion?
Rick Johnson. For me, the most iconic, the fastest I've ever seen, Stewart. Never seen anybody ride a bike that fast in my life. But you wouldn't, but Carmichael, if you were to bet on a guy to win a championship, you wouldn't bet against Carmichael.
No, Bradshaw, because a lot of people, I think it's DeRuva that always goes on about, no, is it? It's one DeRuva always likes. I don't know if it's Bradshaw, who else was one a bit crazy, like lunatic.
Yeah, Bradshaw was.
Bradshaw was a bit. Yeah. He was out there with Matasovic and whatever.
Yeah, no, I think it's Matasovic.
Well, he's a freak.
Maybe that.
Yeah, was that crash that you've. Yeah, Paris Supercross in 1991.
Went flat into the wall.
Oh, yeah. It was.
Was that there. Bradshaw and Matasovic?
Yeah. They hated each other. They genuinely did hate each other. It wasn't like a pretend thing. They didn't like each other at all, from what I know. And only because I used to hang out with Denny Stevenson a lot, and Denny was really good pals with Jeff Matasovic. So I know he's mad as a box of frogs, that boy.
They're both still alive, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Damon's very much keen to come to the event, but he just will not.
So much going on.
He will not pull the plug and say, yes, I'll come.
That's probably the hardest thing in your game. I bet there's a lot of yes men right now, but when it comes down to...
Yeah, exactly. You sort of know who's really, you know, who's really keen and who's not.
Yeah. I can imagine that's one of the trickiest parts.
All right. Rinaldi, DeGroote or Peyton, trickiest bikes, best tuner? It's hard to say.
It's hard to say. You couldn't.
Was
it's not really fair to put one of those ahead of each other. No, it's not really fair. It's different. Like different I think they inspired each other.
Yeah.
You know, Mitch is obviously ever so successful of what he's done
and his business.
My God.
For trying different stuff, you'd have to say DeGroote. Because do you remember that in about 2003.
Yeah, see, I don't really know what DeGroote.
DeGroote came out
with a shock underneath
with
the
a
engine.
Shock that led flat underneath the bike, and they raced it at the Spanish GP. Yeah. It was totally bizarre. The bike is still about.
Yeah,
but
a trick thing.
You'd have to say he tried different things.
Like innovative.
Yeah, yeah. Ronaldo bikes innovative. Ronaldo bikes a trick though.
Oh yeah, totally.
Always been tricked.
Totally.
It's not fair. I ain't going
to
answer
that. No, it's hard to answer. I agree. Especially if DeGroote. When I went. So, what year did DeGroote pass away? 2006?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, 5, somewhere around that.
I believe, because I was the first winner of the Jan DeGroote Award of MXGP. And that's the newcomer, best newcomer to the MXGP
cool.
or something. And that, I won that in 2006 with Molson. So I went to Monaco to pick up that award, and that's the Jan DeGroote.
Oh, fair play.
But I remember, obviously, I was on Kawasaki at the time, so the DeGroote team was like the factory team to be on.
Yeah, very absolutely. Much so, yeah.
And because when Billy was there, DeGroote had already passed away, hadn't he?
Billy?
I think so.
Mac?
No, I don't think he had. No, Billy was on the 450, wasn't he?
You keep asking me these things like I'm kind of fucking encyclopedia.
I'm sure. They wouldn't have done, unless they'd done the award where he was still there.
No, he wouldn't have done.
No, so 2006. What year did Billy ride that bike?
Yeah, it would have been about then, wouldn't it?
Don't know.
Mm, tricky.
Flockhart MX has messaged as well. Who? Stuart Flockhart.
Oh, yeah, Stuart.
He's put the pressure on both of you here. He says, will we see Wobb and Kinger take a lap round Fox Hill?
No. No chance.
In a mule, maybe.
Yeah.
We're not even going to do the parade lap.
No.
No.
Well, there you go. No.
No wishy-washy answers here, kid. You'll have a no.
Just no.
Well, we've got this
hard
one.
No from me.
You've got what, make a modern open two-stroke class at Fox Hills. Would you in between modern and old, aren't we, there, with the class?
Say that again, sorry.
Someone says, make a modern open two-stroke class. But you're in between because you are and you aren't.
We want to still keep it as an old bike event. So
yeah, so you've in between. That's
sorry, you're right.
Yeah, we're trying to make it still an Evo event. It's not just a two-stroke event. They're out there if you want to ride them.
Yeah,
I think you got that's the selling point.
I think
you've
got the best of both worlds. Someone can do it on a modern ish. Era. Yeah.
Well, when I first started vintage racing, in the late 90s, a twin shot Mako was only 9 or 10 years old. Well, these things there in 2008, what was that? 13 years ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, they are old bikes, although it doesn't seem like they're an old bike to you.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are.
To you, they do, but to me, they don't. Those things still look modern.
No, I mean, you're racing a 20-year-old bike. It's old enough.
Yeah, but they still do look modern. It's mad, isn't it? The bikes change a lot, but then in the grand scheme of things, they don't change a lot.
No, when you look at the development now,
yeah,
since you got water cooling and disc brakes, upside down forks, they haven't really changed a lot.
No, that's what I'm saying.
They've developed them, but they're not a different. It's not like the early 80s where
Every week there'd be something different. Yeah. A disc brake would appear on the front, and then the next year a disc brake on the back, and then water cooling. Massive, there was something new almost every week, wasn't there?
Massive changes, yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine from manufacturer to manufacturer, it was like, well, what they got. Well, it doesn't happen now.
And they were all at it.
You've only got to look at the development from, say, 77 to 82. Where 77 was like a twin-shot air-cooled Elsinore to 82 being water-cooled single-shot.
Yeah, big difference.
Every year, it's just huge steps.
It's definitely...
Now it's very fine.
Well, you say that, but now we're in the electric era now.
Oh, yeah, but...
I'm telling you, them things are coming, and they're going to be really good for our sport, I think.
What? You reckon?
Yeah, I mean, what you're losing, the one thing you're losing is the noise. That's what you're losing.
That's all you're losing.
And they sound horrible anyway.
And the noise fucks everything up anyway. It's causing
all the problems. Yeah. So why would you not want to lose that?
I don't know. I kind of disagree with you, Wob.
I think the smell as well, especially when you fire up the old two-strokes and the smoke everything.
That's part and parcel what attracts us to the sport.
Yeah, but we're already past the smell. When I fired the two-stroke up this morning, Ed was on the camera and I just wanted to see the smoke and I wanted to smell it. But that's gone. You'd never fire a four-stroke up and go, "Phew, smell that."
Yeah, you do. When it's got VP race fuel, you can smell it.
Yeah, but different.
I don't know. When I was doing the goggle stuff on the start line of some of them supercrosses, I don't know what fuel Tortelli was running on that Suzuki. I couldn't stand behind it.
Why, too strong?
My ears were watering. I'm like, fucking hell.
Even when...
And then do you ever see the pictures of Carmichael when they had the tanks on dry ice?
No.
Yes.
Red Bull... They showed up at Red Bull 1 year, and it's like sitting on the bike. It's like half an inch of like ice on the tank, and all this like white. steam coming off the thing.
They would call the fuel.
Craziest thing you've ever
seen. Because they reckoned it gave you a little bit more horsepower off the start.
There was that, but also the fuel was evaporating because it was getting hot.
Wait, so they took the tank off in between motos?
They would do that at GPs.
They'd fill the tank full of fuel.
Yeah.
And drop it in dry ice.
And let it sit.
And let it sit. Then put it on the bike.
And then go to the start.
And go to the start.
Yeah, I can remember
it. It's the mentalist thing you've ever seen.
I remember one of the GPs, maybe 91 or 92, when they first did the double header, one of the 125s come out. It was one of the, I don't know if it was one of the Rinaldi bikes. It came out with this special jacket over the tank that cooled the fuel down.
No, it was the craziest thing you've ever seen.
Whether it worked or not, I don't know.
Even at Factory KTM, when I first went there, well, it's known now you don't want your fuel to be warm, obviously. Like, if it's a cold day, if it's a hot day, you'll park your bike in the shade because you're fuck, I don't want the fuel to get hot.
I remember they used to put, like, covers over your bike.
Yeah, even on my bike.
Yeah.
But the fuel, when I used to race Supercross, or not when I used to, like, I've done it for ages, I fucking only done 3 rounds, but the smell, and even when you go watch the Supercross and walk through the pits, is something different.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and when I raced America.
What people don't realise with Supercross is how hard it was to, especially 125s, because you missed that. But trying to jet a bike for Supercross was the hardest thing in the world.
To get them to like respond to fuel.
If you have you go to Anaheim, and as the evening goes on, it gets cooler, bike starts running real good. You can't test that in the day because it's red hot.
Yeah.
But then you go to an indoor stadium on the East Coast, and the air quality gets worse as the night goes on. I mean, they've got fans clear, but all the people in there breathing, all the bikes in there running, the bike's getting worse and worse. By the time the main event comes around, the thing hardly is fucking running.
Yeah, that is
and
true.
And you're having to go leaner and leaner, and you haven't got time. You can't test it because out in the car park, it sounds mint.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
Until you go down in the tunnel and the thing starts running like a bag of shit, you're changing the jet. And
did you do it? So you worked a bit. Obviously,
it was hard work.
How many years did you ride super run? Sorry, it's fucking muddled all this up. But how many years was you a mechanic for Supercross in a 125 team?
Only one year in Supercross, but it was hard work.
And that was for
Reynard again.
Reynard.
That's the answer to everything.
Yeah, it does seem that. You worked for how many years did you work for Reynard?
Only a year.
Oh, just a year. Yeah. But fucking memorable year.
We did a lot
that year.
I'm gonna go back to this race again quickly. What you said earlier was quite interesting. Now you wanna keep off the back of your modern bike thing, you wanna keep it as it is for older bikes and so on. Does that mean as the years go on and the event goes on, you're gonna keep up with the times?
Correct.
So maybe you'll start running 2010 bikes in 3 years.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The trouble is then you start losing the two-stroke stuff a little bit unless you're just going to have KTMs and Huskies.
Well, when it's all electric, you'll be the only four-stroke race about.
I mean, I haven't got like a thing against four-strokes, but I just don't think that they've got the soul as a two-stroke. You know, there's something about a two-stroke.
I think one day we're going to have to bite the bullet and you will have to accept them.
And start like they did in the race series.
You'll have to because
it's
you can't.
It's not going to be half as fun restoring a four stroke, though, is it?
Oh, you say that now, but in 5-10 years'
fuck
time,
me, the first four strokes were not one of the best.
Doesn't matter. Survive. I don't think they're going to survive like the two strokes because you get like an
how can you get parts
like an OA RMZ 450? They're getting written off now for electrical problems, and the people are just scrapping them. I don't think they're going to be about. You're not going to get the barn fines on a four-stroke like you do the two-stroke.
No, I agree with that.
I think they're just getting... I think they're being chopped up to put two-stroke engines in. They're being broken up because they'll drop a valve. They're not a viable repair. And then they'll go to a breakers.
Yeah. No, I do think agree with that. They're early four-strokes. These ones a bit different.
Yeah, they're not going to be about. I don't think people are going to be able
but
to...
But there's like a little few years where I wouldn't want to go near... I wouldn't even want to ride one.
The early Kawasaki is a fucking terrible thing.
I do have a thing about the YZ400, the 98.
Yeah, that's a sort of different
story. To me,
story.
That's still a great... But I think...
Start of the rot, if you ask me.
Start of the what?
Start of the rot, that was, if you ask me. Fucking things.
It was the start of the
change.
I wish
they'd never brought them out. We asked the Suzuki engineers, and they said, we wish Yamaha never did that.
But that you've got to agree, Bob, that factory bike of Doug Henry's.
That's very trick. But did
and
the racing,
Rinaldi ones.
But did the racing get any better? No. It didn't improve the racing. All it did was screw up the tracks, make the noise a problem, make it more expensive
but
it, to
but do. At the time, it drew a lot of people to the sport because it was like a field of two strokes and there was an old four stroke there.
Fucking things, I hate them.
Wyndham
was one of them, wasn't he? Wyndham was like the first pioneer of four stroke.
No,
he was never on a Yam. It was...
Doug Henry.
Doug Henry in like 98, 99.
It was Doug Duback that actually developed the bike.
Oh,
he
right.
did all the test riding for it.
I'll bring it up with him when I see him then.
Yeah.
I see that for me, when I first started watching Supercross and that, I always, Wyndham stood out as me as being a...
Wyndham was on the Honda. 450 Honda, wasn't he? Yeah.
I'm not getting involved. I get it wrong, don't I?
Yeah, you do. Jimmy Button, I remember on one of the first.
Yeah, Jimmy Yamaha Button was on the works and Doug bike Hemmer. As well.
Yeah, nearly fucking killed him.
Yeah.
Well done.
Impressive, those for the viewers and listeners there. A bit more respect for me after that, a bit of knowledge.
Very knowledgeable.
You've done
like the chaser.
A bit of homework. Yeah,
and then the Wyndham, was when Carmichael was still on the two-stroke and Wyndham was on the four-stroke Honda for a little while.
Yeah.
I'm going to agree with you on this one because you obviously know a lot more about it than
I do. That's when I started actually watching. I was getting a little bit older, so obviously born in 89, so 2003, 2004, I'd have been like 14, 15. I used to watch a lot of the AMA stuff.
Yeah. So Carmichael was on a two-stroke in 02. Then 03, you reckon he went?
I don't know the years, but I'm sure... Wyndham used to race on a four-stroke while Carmichael was still on a two-stroke.
Then Ricky rode a four-stroke and then went back to two-stroke when he went to Suzuki. In 05, Ricky was the last two-stroke to win a Supercross championship.
Yeah, you've lost me a little bit.
Ah,
yeah,
you're dead.
So did he go two-stroke, four-stroke, two-stroke?
No, he didn't.
But he rode Honda four-stroke, didn't he?
He did ride a Carmichael rode a Honda four-stroke.
He actually did.
Yeah, I believe you're right. I think he went back to a two-stroke Suzuki.
He went back to Suzuki because Suzuki was the last two-stroke to win a Supercross championship with Ricky in 05.
I think he just raced some outdoors on a 450. I don't think he done the whole season on a 450. I'm pretty sure he swapped halfway through the year.
05's the year that I came out and you took us to Supercross, me and my dad and friends and that. And we went to San Diego.
Okay.
And pissed it down.
Oh, that was fucking horrible.
And I think that's the one where McGrath pulled a knack-knack looking over on like the first lap.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Yeah. He'd done that for a few years, didn't he?
Well, I'm pretty sure, but it was fucking wild.
One of the coolest things I've ever seen was Carmichael's dad. It was Anaheim. First race Anaheim, maybe 05, was real muddy. Definitely 05 was on Suzuki. And I'm in there with Tortelli trying to get his goggles sorted out with roll-offs. And Ricky, anybody who knows Ricky's dad, he used to be up in the stands drinking beer. He wasn't like a schoolboy dad at all. And they're sitting on the bike and they've got duct tape on the hand guards and he's got all the foam on his helmet and they're spraying the stuff under the fenders. I mean, they're full mud prep. And his old man comes past and like taps the rear fender and Ricky looks up and the old man's got like a Bud Light in his hand. He gives it, "Don't forget, kid." He said, "You ain't going to win the championship tonight, but you sure as fuck lose it."
Really?
Carried on walking. I'm like, there's a voice of
wisdom. That first round?
There's a voice of wisdom right there.
That's what they all say now, don't they?
Yeah. And the second funniest thing I ever heard was Jamie Dobbs' dad, bless him. I remember Jamie coming in. British Championship, couldn't tell you where it was. Somewhere. And he came in and Jamie started giving it, "Oh, this happened, that happened." And the old man gives it, "Can I stop you there, James?" And he's like, "What?" He said, "You know what's worse than listening to you make excuses?" He's like, "What?" He said, "Me having to fucking listen to him." I'm like, fucking hell, mega.
Jamie used to tell me his dad was something else.
His dad was hard on him.
His dad was fucking pig farm, wasn't he? Yeah. He didn't have time for bullshit.
I remember one of the times he pulled him up. Well, this is a story. I don't remember it happening. But Jamie told me he pulled up like 6 miles from home one day, pissing down with rain, opened the door and went, "Right, you're running home from here. Skin's waterproof. See you in a bit."
Yeah, he says that now.
Yeah, but the old man was a legend, bless him.
Yeah, no. Jamie would be a good man to have at your race.
We'd love to have him there.
Jamie's been before.
He can't, his hands are fucked.
You can't ride, but you can.
Jamie's been with Jeff Emmick.
And they race?
Two times.
I built my Hot Wheels.
Yeah, if Jeff comes, Jamie will come.
Yeah.
They fucking, you don't, they're like two peas in a pod, aren't they? You see him at a GP and Jeff's over and Jamie's there. Jeff's asking where Jamie is, and if you see Jamie without Jeff... Jamie's asking where Jeff is.
They're like lost.
They're like lost without each other. It's like, "You seen Jamie?" And then Jamie's like, "You seen Jeff?" They're fucking...
That's a terrible Jamie Dimon pair.
No, it's good.
Dude.
Where's Jeff?
At your race then, obviously, there's going to be some riders that you've not named and will name.
Can't you get Carmichael somehow?
Is there going to be many milling about in the paddock?
It's quite nice. I would imagine for those riders that are a little bit older coming back, they was obviously famous, well-known... legends to come back and be involved and have all the fans out. It must be a nice feeling for him. You'd be a star again, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I'll tell you a story about Jean-Michel Bell. So the year I got him over was 2012. So I went.
Did you have to pay him a lot to come?
I went and you're breaking up on me.
Just a question. Like, he must have. He wouldn't have come for free, surely.
It was on the back of Oxbow. The guy who owned Oxbow one of his dying wishes. Has he died?
He wanted to put the team back together. From the Australian nations in 92, yeah. which he did, which was Vimond, Bolly, Bale and Eustemaria.
And they all come to your
they
race?
They all came.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that was to do with him.
So that's the only time we've ever recreated a complete team from back in the day. I forgot what I was talking about now. What were we talking about?
I can't remember. Something about milling about in the paddock.
I went, the year I got Jean-Michel Bale over, I went to Bristol Airport to pick him up. And when we drove into the event, I don't know, about 5 o'clock on the Friday, he looked down from the van. He looked at all the vans and he said, "This is a vintage event." And he just could not believe how many people were interested in coming to see old guys on old bikes. Mm. No, he was absolutely blown away.
Very cool.
Which is pretty much common with especially the Americans. They cannot believe it because it is the world's
biggest.
Don't have
that out there, do they?
No,
really?
It doesn't exist.
If you go to like the Glen Helen race, nobody's spectating, is
it? No, it's just a riding event out there. It's not a spectating event. Where
do they try and do something in America similar then?
No,
there is a similar event at Unadilla, which it does very well. But it's still not on the scale of what we do.
Right.
No, they don't fly UK riders out, do they?
No.
Or French riders or stuff like that.
Can't imagine how cool it would be if you could make it like a 3-weekend, like we did one in England, one in America, and one somewhere else.
We actually have been approached to do a similar thing in Europe.
Yeah.
But
in Holland, is it? Or Belgium?
In Italy, in France, and in England, which we may well look at for next year. But for this year, we want to get this going on its own 2 feet and keep going like that.
Definitely.
Is Chiodi the only Italian you spoke to?
No. Believe me, I've spoken to them all. So I've got a friend who lives near Milan who will be my... he knows all those guys. Yeah. He speaks Italian. I don't. It's much easier for me to say to him, look...
I spoke to Philip Hartz,
Yes, we have. We spoke to David Philip Hartz. He was keen, but again, we haven't got a commitment from him yet.
You need to sort of, as a rider like that, you can imagine it's someone going to them and saying, "Oh, we've got a race with vets." And then once they turn up, they just go, "Fucking hell, this is a bit different to
absolutely.
What I expected."
Getting them there is the hardest battle.
Yeah, getting
once
them
there,
they love it.
And like Mike Brown was hard work for me to get there first, but once he came there, you can't get rid of him now.
It's on his calendar every year.
He loves it.
He says it's the best race he does all year.
No way.
And for a guy like that who's been everywhere.
And he wouldn't mess about even coming because it's a fucking big old deal to come over
totally.
To come to England for him.
Especially this year with COVID and that, it was a total ball's ache.
Yeah, and he's still done it.
Yeah, and he still did it.
It's funny with Brownie because people come over all the time. Is Mike here? And I'm like, if you can't see him, he ain't here because he walks through that door at the back of the tent. He's like Mr. Ben. He fucks off. I don't know where he goes. I don't know where he does.
Really?
I'll tell you a true story. So I do all the logistics for the flyaway riders. So I book the hotel, book the rooms. I book a hotel room for Mike every year. Perhaps I really shouldn't be telling you this, but... He has yet to show up at the hotel. Where he goes, I have no idea.
But in between races, I don't know where he goes.
He just turns up, does his thing, and he disappears. You never see him in the beer tent, do you?
No, never see him anywhere. I don't see him in between races. He walks through that door.
He might probably sits in his van or something. Do you give him a van?
No, he doesn't.
Universe. I don't know where he goes. He just disappears.
Does Finbar still? Again, does like Finbar 10 come to the race?
Finbar, I've only ever seen Finbar there once this year.
Finbar comes, and Finbar's mum's there a lot. There seems to be a load of them. There's like. When they show up, there's like 15 kids all sitting on the bike having the picture took and all that. But it's a family race, it's all right.
Yes, it is a big family event, isn't it?
Yeah, my kids absolutely love it. They go.
You mentioned last time it's like the best
week.
Don't
come to any motorbike races, not interested. But Farley, massive.
It's because, they're free range and they can see what their dad's doing.
Mm.
You know, they see their dad working at home. And then all of a sudden they see people are interested in what their dad does, which is, I think, is a great thing. It's great
probably
education.
Probably just
feeding
some knob in the garage. Like, what's he
That's
doing?
What they're doing, rattling around some old motorbikes, and all of a sudden somebody's taken half interest.
Oh, no, it'll be good. Can we have a list of confirmed riders, or is that too much to ask?
Too much to ask, because the entries
still so early,
and a lot of.
I reckon we get a lot of good UK British Championship riders as well.
Oh, God, they're coming out of the woodwork now,
So you've got your. From the UK, I could tell you, you've got your Brad Andersons. Hopefully
Bradshaw will be there, smashing
Neville
it.
Neville will be there, Gordon Crockard.
Hopefully Jake Nichols, my teammate.
Yeah. yeah, we will not be short.
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be so many. I think if a few join in, like, obviously I want to do it, and the plan is to do it, and something has to happen for me not to do it, sort of thing. But once I think the ball will start rolling, because then they think, ah, oh, fucking hell, he's doing it. Like, let's go, let's build a bike.
Absolutely.
Projects for people even a bit younger.
That's the only trouble, is you can't decide like the week before. You need.
Is there no age limit at all on the...
There's only two classes where there's no age limit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So like a 16-year-old can race the class.
As long as they've got an adult license. Yeah.
Wow.
I think you get quite a lot.
Evo Ultra, we call them.
Yeah, classes, to be honest, I don't think we'll get many 16-year-olds do it. It'll be...
I think you'd be quite surprised. Really? Yeah, maybe not 16-year-old, but I think you'd be quite surprised.
I think you might get the dads wanting to build the bike they used to race for the kid.
Yeah.
It might be a bit of that.
Correct.
Well, and their kid can then race Villopoto. That's pretty cool.
No. So Villopoto will be in the race, hopefully you'll be in, which is by invitation only. So
we're
very strict on that, that the riders in your race have earned their place to be there.
Okay.
Unless Ryan, of course, wanted to do another group, which he may well want to do.
In the group that pros or whatever you want to call them are going to be in, is it 40 riders or 30 riders?
39
on the game.
12 teams.
12 teams.
No, 13 teams.
And you've got 11.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, the race you were thinking is a team race as well.
You've got 11 already signed up, haven't we?
So when you say team race,
you can enter without being in a team in that race, can't you?
Nope. No.
You can't enter the team. You can't enter the VMXDN class.
And the VMXDN class, all three riders from that team race in that
race. Yeah, every race.
But you can have another British rider in that class.
Yeah, three. So that's what they just said. So if you enter with a team of three Brits, they race against the American
Nev
three.
Nev can do it. Jake.
Nev's Northern Irish. We all know he comes from Northern Ireland. Yeah. So
he's got a funny Northern Irish accent.
That's
so
we
is he from Ireland?
Yeah.
But no, but say not Nev then. Say the three other UK, three other
two of
English
them,
riders. So no, what Northern Ireland's class
is
what?
The rule is
Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
How hard is
that's
this
not
for
Britain
you?
No more. Is it not? That's not Great Britain in Northern Ireland.
Also, it's Northern Ireland's English, isn't it?
So it's not a British team now?
No, it's Northern Ireland.
Northern Ireland.
Separate.
There's
on
a
its
Welsh
own.
Team, there's a Scottish team.
Oh, okay.
So on the Welsh team, we've got Mark.
So it's
Mark
England,
Jones.
Ireland, Scotland, Wales. Just every country has a separate team.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay.
Home nations, I guess you call
and
that.
And the deal is you have to have one guy over 40 and the other two have to be over 30.
Okay.
So you can't be having bits of
can there be two there. Teams from England?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. That was what I was getting at.
Yes, there will be.
But all of them teams with all the big names are all going to be in one motor.
Correct, yeah. Whether those riders want to do another class, which they probably will.
It's up to them.
Yeah.
That's fine by us.
And each team, if you like, they do two motors on the Saturday, two motors on the Sunday.
Yeah.
So four
all three
motors.
Riders correct. Ride every race.
Correct.
You don't get to just want to, you know, there's no...
How's points scored?
As per the modern nations.
Lowest?
1-2.
1-1. Yeah. Right, okay. And lowest points win, obviously.
Yeah.
Do you ditch a result?
Nope.
No results ditched?
Nope.
Well, don't even thought of it. That's me saying no, we haven't even discussed
it.
Drop around. I used to do that at my schoolboy club.
That's what they do at the nations now. You drop your worst result.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you do, yeah.
Right, I'm going to rephrase that then. Yes, I think they do ditch their worst. We always used to.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah. We can work on that.
So out of the four motos,
as we go along,
you knock the last or
the worst score. Yeah. So if one rider has a DNF,
that's gone.
What does Wob want for Christmas?
Loads of people to enter his race and loads of people to buy tickets
and
come to his race.
Yet.
I want a week off.
A week off.
You have to start now.
I want a set of T-bars, titanium super light T-bars. I'd love.
I'd fucking
not
like
got
some
any
of them
yourself.
As well.
You've got to sell them all.
We have sold out again. Yeah.
What else have I got on there? People are asking how much money you make, but it's a lot. You wouldn't want to tell everyone how much.
Minimum wage, kid, minimum wage.
I was going to say that, actually. If somebody thinks that we earn a ton of money out of promoting this event...
You're right.
No, you're wrong. If I was to work out the hours I put into this, okay, I would probably earn more money at McDonald's, and I'm deadly serious about that, because I do something for this event every day of the week.
Yeah.
I never stop. I'm relentless with it. You've just got to be.
And you're not from a motocross background?
No, I have no motocross background at all. You know, I used to ride at AMCA.
So you did ride?
Yeah, I did ride. Yeah, I'm a builder by trade. So like yesterday when I had a Zoom call with Wob at 2 o'clock, I was sat in the van doing a Zoom call when I should have been laying bricks. So if I'm not working, it's, you know, it's costing me money.
Yeah,
it's not illegal to make money out of this.
Yeah, out of things. It's time
consuming. Jesus. It's time consuming.
Well, yeah, hopefully, can you imagine? This year, it's obviously going to be new for you, and then hopefully it grows, and I wouldn't say it's going to become easier for you, but you'll sort of know what you're doing. And
yeah, what's been crazy time-consuming for us this year is we've had to come up with the classes, we've had to come up with the prices for the camping.
Yeah, you'd think that's really easy, but it's
yeah,
really
to make it all out.
And whatever you do, somebody's going to moan.
Yeah, you can sit down and look at it for days, and it just gets harder and harder.
Yeah.
You're trying to please everybody, and that's impossible.
Yeah.
And you're writing sponsorship proposals, it's all got to be done.
Yeah, it's a big old. It's a big.
It was a lot to do.
It is a lot to put together.
A lot of that's done now. So
cool.
Going off subject. Go on. What do you want to say?
I was going
to
say, are we happy or just is there?
Well,
anything
we'll
else?
Go. Someone's just asked about the Supercross next year. Your predictions, Wob? Are you going out to see it or not?
No.
When was the last time you went to America?
2 years ago.
I think we said it before. But no, you don't fancy going back out unless it's business. I'm sure you've got a business trip.
I have got to go at some point, but. Towards the end of the Supercross, I'll go out and
talk. Any of the American teams using Superlight?
Yeah, we've got Hep Suzuki, we've got Phoenix Honda, we've got the PRMX Kawasaki team. There's a few others as well. We've got that Davalos' new Honda team on the staff.
Any British teams?
Yeah, we've got lots of them. We've got
loads of the British teams in like
the Verdi using them and the.
Dave Thorpe.
Guys. Not Thorpe, no. Thorpe's not been on board.
Why not?
No, we send him stuff. Ryan has stuff.
Yeah, Ryan talks to you a bit, doesn't he?
Yeah, Ryan has a fair bit of stuff. But
I don't think we use that many titanium bolts in our bikes, to be honest.
No, you don't. You have some stuff like seat bolts that we specially make and whatever. If you need something special, we'll send
them. Do any new bikes come with titanium bolts?
No, we're working on that.
Out the factory, that'd be quite good, wouldn't it?
Well, that's a big, big move. Well, straight out the factory, titanium bolts.
Well, there's talk of it.
That'd be nice.
We got to get on the KTM hard parts catalogue. That's next year's programme.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Then all the dealers have to have it.
That's right.
They force it on the dealers, don't they?
You have to be on the race team before you can do that.
Right.
Now we've cracked the race team, we'll have to just...
I'm sure it'd be a next step, wouldn't it?
It's just a bit scary.
Well, I'm happy to wrap it up. Back's sake.
Yeah, well, I think we'll have a quick recap then. So,
August bank holiday, 27th, 28th, something like that, is it?
It's August bank holiday.
August bank holiday.
Just book 4 days off for August bank holiday.
Eventbrite to go and buy tickets.
Correct.
MX. I'm going to get this wrong. I'm going to read your shirt.
VMXDN.
VMXDN. Foxhill.com. Daisy at. Is it Daisy?
Daisy at dotwob.com for any inquiries.
And see you all there.
Should be good.
Or they can find me or Wob on Instagram or Facebook.
Yeah, not
Has it got an Instagram page, this event?
Yeah, same again.
At VXDN.
Yeah.
I'll give that a follow myself.
Cool. All right. Well, yeah. Hope blow everyone's enjoyed that. Enjoy yourselves when you go to the race. We'll no doubt be there. Look out for four parts of building the bike. And can I have a media pass to the race?
No.
Oh, fucking.
Go anywhere you want, kid. Anywhere you want.
What we need to do is bring this. Bring the podcast.
I think you should do this live Friday night from the track.
We have actually thought about doing live.
Totally. I'm sure this year Clever Box can do live or we can plug it out somewhere.
Yeah, you do it live Friday night.
You're imagine very welcome.
That. How cool would that be? Yeah. You're going to get some sponsors
live stream. Can you live stream our videos on YouTube yet?
Load of giveaways.
I'm not clever enough to do that, but they people live stream.
Do, didn't they?
Someone will do.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can live stream anything on YouTube.
All right. Anyone that can do live streaming, get in touch with me as well so we can set this up so we can live stream a podcast.
We know
might
man.
Be able to help with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we know,
really?
Man.
Do
yeah,
we?
Let's talk about it, yeah.
Well, are we going to live stream the event?
Yeah, that is a big thing. That'd be quite cool.
Yeah, we think so.
Oh, that would be,
that'd
nice.
Be really
it's
cool.
Not signed up
well, that's a big move for people, for sponsors to have it live streamed.
Yeah.
That'd be mad. Because you'd get everyone watching in America
as
well.
It's a double-edged sword because people might not want to come to the race if it's live streamed.
Yeah, but then you get America. Then you get
yeah, but your race is going to have that atmosphere that you can't get from live streaming.
Not, exactly. You can't not go, can you?
You've got to be there.
You're going to have the smell, the atmosphere, the riders. The
especially when I import a container full of air horns.
I've got an idea. You can charge. How much is the ticket? Or do
£20 a day.
£20 a day?
Well, £40 for the weekend.
£40 for 4 days.
Yeah.
So it's for nothing.
What you should do is make the live stream £42, so it's cheaper to come. then they'll have to come.
No, but life should.
Yeah,
cool.
That'd be good for sponsors, and it'd be good for like people who can't make it.
Yeah, we want to take the event to the next level.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely,
right.
It's one of those events that you've got to go to get a feel for.
I'm not going to say it definitely is because it's not a signed deal yet, but it's in the pipeline.
Yeah, it's worth noting that we're 6 months out from the event, so things can change.
8 months.
9 months, isn't it? 8 months, 9 months.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, shit, yeah. Right. Well, thanks everyone again for listening.
Thank you.
Cheers, guys, for coming up. And hopefully it's a success and we'll see you all there.
See you later.
Cheers.